get it started in here.
Gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
Welcome back to Wednesday's episode.
You good, son?
I'm good, son. Hell. I don't know where that came from. Something got caught in my throat.
Pause.
DJ Blaze Radio Show Podcast. It's your boy, Be Easy.
It's your girl, Corey.
It's your boy, Al.
Hooey. How y'all doing?
Good, good. How you, man?
I got the sniffles, man. I don't know what it is, man. Something got in my nose.
Next thing you know, you have a helicopter.
I need a helicopter.
Go back to the last episode.
No, go back.
Two episodes.
A whole bunch of episodes ago. Something
wrong with y'all. And y'all get why you would need a helicopter now.
Yeah, I get a helicopter. I get rich. I'm going to get a helicopter and I'm going to toot some powder.
Okay.
Go for it, my name.
Yep. So if y'all ever hear about me tooting some powder, just know I'm rich. And you can't afford what I can afford. They say money shouldn't change you. It's gonna change me.
The whitest of power.
Yep. It gotta be pure though. I'm scared of that shit they got here. Fentanyl all over the damn place. Niggas falling out. Like Michael K. Williams.
You're right.
It's our Wednesday episode. We talking about Samuel L. Jackson.
You gotta keep the L on his name.
Sammy. Mm-hmm. I wonder what L stand for. Lamar.
You say it all together too.
Yeah, like you do. Samuel L. Jackson. Yeah, Samuel L. Jackson. Who else you say names like that? You say the whole thing.
Denzel Washington.
That ain't his name.
I mean,
you've been pronouncing it wrong the whole time.
What is it then?
It's Denzel.
Denzel.
Oh my god.
He said that.
Denzel.
It's Denzel.
Is Denzel?
Yeah.
He actually said that?
Yeah, he said that.
So why does he let everyone get away with that?
I mean, eventually you just get tired of telling niggas it's Denzel.
You just be like, yeah.
Nope, Denzel. Say it right.
You know, colored folk. Denzel.
So you got another one that you say the whole name? Who else?
That you say the whole
name.
Like with a middle thing.
Yeah.
Nicole Ari Parker.
I don't know that one.
You know her?
That's Boris Kojo's wife.
Boris Kojo's wife. She real pretty, got the brown, light brown eyes.
Light brown eyes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Michael K. Williams. The only reason you do that is because so many other.
Who was another Taraji, Michael Williams, though?
Taraji P. Henson.
Yep. Yeah.
Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Well, you got to say the B.
You got to say the B.
You got to say the B with him. But Michael K. Williams, you don't have to say the K.
Michael and Williams is...
Who is another Michael Williams, though?
There is another one.
Who?
Oh, man. Go ahead and talk. I'll come up with one.
What's the guy from Friday? And the mama from Baby Boy. They got A.J. Johnson.
A.J. Mm-hmm. Johnson.
They got the same name, A.J. Johnson.
Oh, yeah. What's A.J. stand for? That's another thing.
Mm-hmm. She must be got an ugly name. She go by A.J.
Just call me AJ. Yeah. Okay. Is there a doubt?
Alfred Josephine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we here to talk about Samuel L. It's a funny picture of, you know, Lamar Jackson, the quarterback for Baltimore Ravens. When he was in college, you know, on the back of his jersey had L. Jackson. And it was a guy, his teammate last name was Samuel. And it's a picture of them sitting down beside each other on the bench, and it was like Samuel L. Jackson.
This was just yesterday?
No, this was when he was in college.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was in college years ago, a few years ago. But anyway, Samuel L. Jackson. Many quotables. Did y'all ever see when he was on Saturday Night Live and he said, motherfucker, by accident?
No.
Nah.
Yeah, he was like supposed to cut it off, but he kind of didn't cut it off. So he's like, motherfucker. But
it was too late.
Yeah, he kind of let it go through, but he got a lot of quotables. Most of them say fuck.
Mm-hmm. Motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
That's his main one.
Yeah.
And I, you know what? I just watched a documentary about him also.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know. The name of the documentary is Did I Stutter?
Okay.
I didn't know he had a stuttering problem.
Yes. He did.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
He said a lot of his W's kind of get jumbled up some days and stuff like that. But he said it like to a science. He said one day A's might be my word or W's might be this word. And
oh, so it's not like, because Steve Harvey said he had
Steve
a stutter
Harvey
too.
Steve Harvey used to stutter too, yeah.
What
yeah.
your ass say? What? I forgot how he said he got rid of his, but he basically got rid of his on his own. Like, oh, it was yeah. some trick he taught himself because it was a girl in the audience that said it and he bought her down or whatever.
Oh, wow. Mm.
Now, when?
Yeah.
Wow.
He said certain days, you know, be a little bit more than other days. He said today he might have problems with A words. And
oh, that's
some
wow.
days. He said W's is like his worst.
My nephew had a stutter, but he don't stutter no more.
Yeah.
He went to speech therapy though when he was younger. You know, that's what happened when you got good parents. I look at a child's teeth too. Let me know whether or not they had good parents.
What?
Yo, you are wild.
For real. Like, if you like 14, your teeth fucked up, your parents didn't have a good job.
Talking about teeth, did you see Styles P just got braces? He just turned 50.
A lot of adults are getting braces.
He don't have invisible ones either. He got like the bully and junior high school bully.
Well, braces. That means he needed it badly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
I mean, a lot of adults.
Isn't his gap part of his look though?
Yeah.
I'd rather him get braces than get
Invisalign.
No, veneers.
Get him done. Yeah,
that's what he said. He said he wanted to work with what he had, and I was just shocked to see it. He's 50 some years old. Well, he's 50 years old.
Yeah, you 50, nigga. You over halfway there. You might as well go ahead and ride it out.
Ride it out.
Unless it was like causing pain. Like, I got braces because the dentist was like, my mouth was too small for my teeth. So, like, when my teeth started growing in, I had like a gap in the top. So they was worried that when my teeth came in, like, they wouldn't be able to come in or whatever.
I knew your teeth was too perfect.
You were little?
Yeah,
I was young. Yeah. But let me tell you,
I just rizzed you up.
You did. That's a rizz.
That's a rizz.
Okay, well, rizz on then. Yeah, I don't mind getting rizzed. So, like, they was like, well, the ones that my mouth at the bottom was too small, so they was like, well, if you want to try, you know, keep braces for a while, because I hadn't had braces from, like, junior high all through high school. So they was like, well, keep them for a little while longer because we think you might have an underbite if you don't, you know what I'm saying, whatever. And you either going to have an underbite or you're going to have to get some teeth removed so that, you know what I'm saying. And I was like, man, I'm tired of these braces. It was going in my senior year. I was like, man, just take the braces off. Whatever happened.
Yeah.
So I got the braces off, but I have an underbite.
Mm-hmm.
So
it worked out, though.
Eventually, I'm going to have to get my, nah, it didn't. I got a fucking underbite.
Yeah, but nobody sees
it's
it.
It's not
you
that
say
crazy.
It.
No,
they
it's
see
not
it.
Crazy.
But this one girl. She was mad at me. I ain't gonna say what city she live in. But she got mad at me and shit, you know what I'm saying? And she sent me a picture of Bubba Gump.
The funny part is that she said that when she was mad.
Yeah, she said it when she was mad, yeah.
Whoa, for real?
Yeah, she didn't put her mouth on me in a sexual manner.
Did you send one back to her?
Nah, I just
took
it in stride.
You said she didn't?
She did.
Oh.
What you mean she did? Wait, hold on, what part you
wait,
mean?
Wait, you did, just said she did or didn't put your
she
her did. Mouth?
She, after she had put her mouth on me in a sexual manner, now she want to get mad at me because whatever, she want to send a picture of Bubba Gump thinking that's going to be.
It's like, girl, you late.
Yeah, you late. Yeah.
You're late.
Too late.
Too late.
You should have sent one back.
I should have just did the whole Bubba Gump impression and sent it to her the voicemail.
Talk about you like.
You like shrimp kebabs, shrimp creole, shrimp and potatoes.
The only reason I like you because I like shrimp.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I should have said. Yeah, but
that's crazy though that you blame it on the parents.
It is the parents' fault.
All right, so you see a kid with all the silver teeth.
It's the parents' fault.
Nah, it's a kid. The kid is badass.
The kid is bad.
No,
the
kid is bad.
No.
The kid
is
bad.
Guaranteed.
No. Silver teeth is bad.
Guaranteed.
Kid.
Bad kid.
Who? What a good kid you know that got silver teeth?
Never.
Name him.
My nephew.
No.
Is your nephew good?
He has a couple.
No, we talking about all of them.
Either way. Your nephew bad as fuck when
No,
you
he's
ain't
actually
around.
Not. He's
when
actually
you ain't around.
Not. No, he's actually not.
Okay, what's his name?
I mean, he might drive his parents crazy, but
exactly.
With, but what's me your, and his grandma. Because you don't play.
Yeah, y'all don't play. What's your kid? What's the kid name?
He's Max.
Maximilian.
His middle name is Emilian, so Maximilian.
Get out of here.
That's the most niggified name I've ever heard. I've heard so far this year. Yeah. And I've heard a lot. Max.
He's half white, half black.
But he a whole nigga.
His name?
Well, his first name is Max. His middle name is Emilian.
Maximilian.
E. It's E and then M-I-L.
Emilian.
Emilian. Maximilian.
He a whole nigga. His mama is a whole nigga. His mama your sister?
No,
she's white.
Yeah.
His mama white?
Uh-huh. I love her.
She like black people too.
She's a nigga lover.
I love her.
She's a nigga. I hope she listen.
Yup.
Tell her to listen.
She got a nigga lover.
She probably gonna be like, oh my gosh.
Where the fuck did you? And they say we come up with fuck.
She got no, my dad gave him that middle name.
Of course.
The black man.
Yeah. She probably wanted to name him Apple or something like that.
Yeah. No, she did not.
She got an updo?
Huh?
She got an updo or a bob?
She got long hair.
How smart is your nephew?
He's brilliant.
He got to be brilliant.
He's very
with
smart.
A name like that.
Oh, yeah. He's going to live up to his name.
Wherever he go to work at, it's going to be all because of him. It's going to be like he ain't going to have to put in an application.
His name got it.
Let me see.
Maximilian.
Maximilian Johnson? Trash.
Johnson.
Even his last name is a good. It's my last name.
Okay.
I forgot your last name. Yeah, Sin. Maximilian Sin.
No, that's so stupid.
And she's not going to spell it.
Yeah. No.
His last name is not Sin on the record.
Nice, Sin. That's your last name.
Yeah.
For purposes of the show.
Yep.
Speaking of purposes of the show, we got some emails.
All right.
From some lists of Christmas past. It's from the homie Philly. You know what I didn't do last time?
I got
to do some Philly theme.
Philly.
Give me a Philly artist, Corey Sin. Right off the top of your head.
Jill Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Philly.
I don't know where they from. Mm-hmm. I just listen to the music.
Philly.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Let me see an upbeat Jill Scott song.
It don't matter with Jill Scott.
I don't want to play Is It The Way You Love Me.
Living my life like it's golden.
Let me see.
Is this the way?
Damn. Let me see the first one. Let me see what this sound like.
Shout out to
yeah,
Philly.
Yeah, we'll go this one. Yeah. Shout out to Philly. Because he a long walk from Philly, where he is now. He says, yo, Bull, yo, L, yo, Corey. This is for the slang episode. He says, late pass. Excuse my late emails. Catching up on episodes. Now that I'm back. Hold up.
Shout out to Philly. He catch up on the old ones.
Yeah.
Ones he don't miss.
He
might be a little behind, but he's still at his 2 cents.
Yeah.
Shout out.
He says, great seeing you at the state game, my brother. Always good to build with you. Until next time, Bull. Yeah, great seeing you too, dog. He said, you said I need to take Kendrick Lamar mantra of popping out and showing niggas. Guess my guest appearance at the state game that night was the definition of that. Won't mention the wheel I was in. I'll let people catch me in traffic. Oh, yeah, I ain't gonna mention that. That shit, big money over there. My foreshadowing in the email was accurate. By the time you read the email, I was courtside with my daughter at the Hornets Raptors game. Tell Corey and L I hear these rumors from multiple people. Those Jones are funny to me. I think that was when he was talking about the rumors.
Yeah, talking about his family.
He said, I don't take offense to them. I know what's up with myself. The people I surround myself with in real life know what's up with me. So I don't worry about the rumors. You're correct, B-Eazy. I don't converse with many people. I try to live a private life. Y'all can let the people know once I fly. Oh, he says, y'all can let the people know once I fly Corey out and once me and you hit a game and sit courtside. He said, tell him, Corey, the man that you're with in real life would know if your ass is big or not. Oh, yeah, that was after you was talking about your rump.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to the new episode. Appreciate the theme music. Always good to hear Rock the Mic. Makes me feel appreciated as a long time listener/supporter. Tell Corey I said full name and birthday I can use her company. Get her right, B-Eazy.
Oh, man.
Tell her don't call my bluff. I have her on the first Jones smoking to guitar. Or cutter, if you will.
Cutter.
I'm not even sure how to spell this, but director? Never heard that slang before. I'm telling you, man.
Me neither, director, man.
Every time I hear it, I think about you saying you ain't never heard it. He says, yeah, y'all put an L up on game, depending on what tone a woman use. Calling you sir definitely means she's flirting with you.
Mm-hmm.
More gun slang. Pipe, pole, stick, burner, ratchet, tool, heat, Joan. He says, my list consists of Philly slang. I'm going to go in five. I say five for him is a nut ass nigga. Oh, nut ass dickhead. That's dickhead. A stupid dickhead.
Dickhead.
Yeah. A nut ass nigga. Yeah. Stupid or corny person. Drawling. You're acting up or tripping. I use drawling. Ard is all right. Just a different pronunciation of all right. Bull, guy, man, boy, etc. Jome is a noun. It's a person, place, a thing.
Yeah, you remember we was talking about that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. 7 episodes to catch up with before I'm caught up, so expect random emails after this, Jome. Another good episode. Can't wait to listen to the next regular Enlist Jones, Philly. Shout out to Philly for that one. Yeah, it was. I'm rewatching the Y, and it was like, yo, where that whistle at?
With a whistle,
where
yeah.
Where that whistle
yeah,
at? Yeah. Now his next email is about the weird jobs. Yo, Bull, yo, L, yo, Corey, Beezy, what's the last time you seen a nigga wear a do rag? L, I just took mine off before I got here. Still got lines on my head. Dog, that exchange took me out. He said, short John this week. Here's my weird jobs list: professional cuddler, skyscraper, or window washer.
Okay.
Fluffer. That's the one we
said. That's the one I said, yeah.
Or working at the pig processing plant. The chicken processing plant or the beef processing plant. Them some stank ass jobs in processing plants.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of Mexicans and Haitians that work at them too.
The chicken one here near here, it's nothing but niggas there.
It's Mexicans and
well, we in there though.
It's a few. Yeah, but it's mostly Mexicans and Haitians.
Yeah, I did some work at in the office at the Purdue place.
Yeah. It's niggas, a lot of Mexicans. He said another good list episode. Can't wait for the next list of regular Jones. What kind of work you did?
Huh?
You did like filming work?
No. Construction work at the time.
Oh, okay. This is some years ago?
2 years. Yeah. 2 years ago. I did a little little side work.
I got you. Now this one is for his cop shows, the iCop show list episode. Says, yo, Bull, yo, L, yo, Corey. L, is that the same Luca Brasi that ran with Cam and Dipset that
yes,
owns the gumbo weed brand?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
If so, that's big.
Yep, that's him.
The fake Roscoe Dash story was funny as shit. That joint had me crying, LOL. Damn, be easy. Got to change my joint up since you said we can't use reality shows like Cops, First 48, and Live PD.
Yeah,
I forgot about First 48, too, but...
That wasn't a show to me, though.
First 48?
Yeah, First 48 was just, like a...
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's why I forgot about it.
That was like
a
documentary almost.
Yeah. So his number 5 was CSI. Number 4 was New York Undercover. Number 3, Law & Order SVU. Number 2, Law & Order. Number 1, The Wire. Yep. His honorable mention, Brooklyn 99 and Reno 911. I forgot about Reno 911.
Corey said Brooklyn 99, right?
Yeah. No, you did.
I did?
Yeah.
No.
One of y'all said Brooklyn 99.
No.
It got mentioned. I remember it.
Yeah, I think Corey mentioned
it. One of y'all said Brooklyn 99. I think it was you, Corey.
Could have been an honorable mention. I don't remember, though.
He said, can't believe anything Bull from Onyx says. He said Jordan rocked a baldy because of Onyx.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Fredo did say some dumb shit like that.
He said, I don't believe he auditioned for the role of Omar.
Mm-hmm.
Another good episode. Can't wait to hear the next regular Liz Jones, Philly. Shout out to you, Philly. He go crack up at this damn music. And now we got a list from Yoshi. Shout out to Yoshi from Relationship Status Podcast. This is about the top 5 pet peeves. He says, good morning, y'all. Just wanted to take a second to give you my top 10 pet peeves.
I got one for him.
Okay.
A late nigga. And Yoshi know about that. Late.
That's coming from the heart right there, Yoshi.
Late.
He says, ooh. L. Number five, people who cancel at the last minute.
That's you, man. How you talk about his own self?
Well, it wasn't him the other day, though. That was somebody else. That wasn't on him. Number four, people who volunteer me a lie. Just lie to me when I didn't even ask for it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that is a good one. Mm-hmm. Oh, hold up. That ain't your music. My bad. Start that. What you call it?
You need Calypso for him.
Yeah. Barrington Levy.
Yeah.
Number three, customer service people who give bad customer service. Your circumstances is not my fault. Don't have an attitude with me, and all I asked for was more napkins or some ketchup. Yeah, I don't like bad customer service.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's like, get a new job.
Yeah. Because if you mad before you go to work, if you go to work and switch, your day will be better. Like, if you make it a point to give good customer service, your day at work would be so much better if you just let whatever happened at home
Leave it at home. Don't bring that.
His number two is having an argument with CL. If you know, you know.
You don't win.
That's
right?
My boy, though.
You don't win.
CL, but here's the thing with CL, though. CL, a lot of times he's not arguing. He's really asking a question to, like, get.
You know what? You said that to me once before.
If you look at it as him just trying to get the right information, or trying to get understanding of what you're saying, a lot of times he really not arguing. It's very a few times that he really is arguing with you. He might ask you something like seven times.
Yeah.
But your answer, you might say the same thing six times the same way. Mm-hmm. On the seventh time, you say it a different way, then he'd be like, oh, okay, I get what you're saying, or whatever, whatever.
Yeah,
you
know, for the listeners, catch CL on relationship status.
Yeah, yeah. Number one, complainers. If you're not going to change your circumstances, stop talking about it.
Yeah. That was one of yours, wasn't
yeah, that
it?
Was, yeah, that was one of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said he got just one honorable mention. People who talk during movies or TV shows for all the reasons you said. Yeah.
That's Corey.
For real.
Yeah.
I don't know the goddamn movie. This is my first time saying it.
If I have seen something a lot of times, this is why I won't watch something that I've already watched with some people, because I'll, like, say a line. Before, like, if I remember the line.
See, I don't mind that.
I'll say the line.
Saying the line, you're saying the line. But if you asking questions, you're taking my concentration off.
Yeah.
It's such a... Look, get me mad.
So Philly, he sent an email for the list pet peeves episode. He says, "Yo, Bull, yo, L, yo, Corey, all caught up. That's it. That's the email, Philly." So shout out to you for catching up. Well, you got one more to catch up with, and it's Samuel L. Jackson.
Yep.
Top five Samuel L. Jackson movies. I think everybody knows my number one.
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
You will.
Yep. If you think about it, you probably even come up with it, because it probably came up in an episode once before. His favorite
movie of all time.
Movie of all time.
See if you be listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who want to start off?
Number
five.
Shit, I'll start it off.
Okay.
My first, number five for Samuel L. Jackson movies got to be Lakeview Terrace. I like that one.
I guess I'll go second, because that's my number five, too.
It is?
Yeah. Go ahead. Do it. Give you a little explanation of Lakeview Terrace.
I like those kind of movies. The crazy guy, you know, harassed the whole family thing. But he as a neighbor, I could see it happening. He was just an annoying, crazy guy.
He was annoying, but I think this movie could have been called Dr. Umar Johnson.
Why you say that?
Because I think one of the main reasons why he didn't like them was because
they were white.
No, he was white. The woman was black.
I know, but he didn't like the, you know, the.
That's what
the
I'm saying.
Mix and mingle.
Yeah, Umar don't like race mixing. You know what I'm saying? And that was one of the things I think he didn't like. He put the light up, so they had to put in.
That was a big ass trees.
Yeah, like it was. He did so much for them. I can't remember how it ended though. Did it end with him getting? I don't want to tell the end.
And he was a police officer, so he.
Yeah,
was,
he was a police officer.
Yeah,
you never seen Lakeview Terrace?
It was pretty.
Yeah, it was a pretty good movie. It was him. Kerry Washington was the wife, the next door neighbor wife, because they moved in to his neighborhood.
Yeah.
And for a police officer to be able to afford that house. Well, I guess he'd been on the force for a while.
I was going to say he was his retired, but he wasn't retired because he had the uniform. He had the uniform and the car.
In the car, yeah. But it was a good movie, so that's crazy.
That's my number five.
It's my number five, too. Corey, what's your number five?
187.
Oh, yeah. The principal, he was a substitute.
He was a substitute teacher. Substitute.
Talking about 187, like the movie, no, I'm thinking about Deep Cover.
Yeah.
And I saw that movie as a young
girl. I saw that in the movies.
As a young girl, wow.
Method Man stabbed him.
Yeah.
Tell the movie.
I'm sorry.
I'm just fucking.
It's old.
That came out in like 94 or something.
Yeah, you ain't gonna watch it.
So Method Man was acting back then.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah. Might have been. But he wasn't a main character.
He's never a main character.
He had the dead eye. That might have been his first role, really.
Yeah, I think
so. It wasn't The Wire.
No, it wasn't. Okay. Definitely wasn't The Wire.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
That was a really good movie.
I remember seeing that.
Who else was in that with him?
I don't remember the Spanish, the guy's name.
The Belushi guy?
Belushi?
I think Belushi was in that too. Oh. No, Belushi was in his.
No. Let me see.
I like that movie. I think that it might have been 96.
Okay.
96.
Yeah, because if Method Man was big enough to be in it, it would have to be after. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Clifton Collins Jr. was the co-star.
Why is he?
Yeah. What's he?
Let me see.
He was the high schooler. This guy.
Oh, I couldn't tell you what movie he was in, though.
Oh,
he played like Spanish niggas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that movie, too.
You're number four with Samuel L. Jackson.
Because since yours was
my
number four. I wasn't sure if I want to put this for number four, but Pulp Fiction.
I knew that was gonna be on somebody's list.
Of course, he killed Pulp Fiction.
He did.
He was good on that.
Say what one more time?
Do you know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese?
A Royale with cheese.
A Royale with cheese. Do you mind if I get some of your one of your favorite quotes come from him in that movie?
Look at the brains on bread. Yeah, he had. Yeah. I think he probably had the most quotables in that movie.
He had to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even that fake scripture. He.
Oh yeah, I did. A lot of people don't know that was fake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You will know.
Go ahead. Give me my just due. Give me my credit.
You're a guru.
Give me my
you're
credit.
A guru.
Yeah, okay. I want credit. Yeah.
Yeah. That was my number four. Though.
Where is Marcellus Wallace? What?
Is he a bitch? Yeah. What was that?
Marcellus Wallace. No. So it's a show that used to come on called The Best Damn Sports Show. Period.
Mm-hmm.
And a football player named Marcellus Wiley was on there. Uh-huh. So instead of saying whatever Marcellus' name was in the movie, they would just clip that part out and put Wiley in it. So I always think of Marcellus Wiley when I hear that part, but mm-hmm. I can't think of what Marcellus' real last name was. I think maybe Marcellus Wallace.
It was Wallace.
It was Wallace in the movie. Yeah.
Yeah. So. It was like, do he look like a bitch?
Yeah.
Because he gave his girl a foot massage.
Yeah. Does this look like dead nigga storage jewels? Like, shit.
Yeah, he killed that in that one.
That was a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My number four,
he played a bigger role in this movie. And it's one of the longest movies ever to ever be movied. The Hateful Eight. That's my number four.
Let me see. I don't know. That's not on my list, but that was definitely my honorable mention.
Word.
I got to watch it again.
You do.
Because watching it, I wanted so much more. The fact that the movie was in one room the whole
I love movies like that.
Yeah.
I love movies like that.
The whole movie. So, I mean.
Because it's like, you have to keep me entertained now.
Yeah, and
you
it
gotta
did.
You got to work harder.
What movie it was supposed to be a prequel to?
Nothing.
Excuse me.
It was supposed to be something.
I think people thought it was like had something to do with Django because of the time period.
Or even, that other movie, The Magnificent Seven or something like that?
That was.
It could have been around
like,
the same
how,
time.
You know how
it was like a Western.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like Western times, but like when.
People probably mixed them up or thought they should be.
Yeah.
You know.
But when he was telling the. That racist general or whatever, racist military guy that he found his son. His son was begging for him, and he was like, he stuck his thing in his son's mouth before he died, and that man got mad as hell. But my big black dingus. that movie, what was that lady named? Darmagu or whatever. That movie was just so good. Did he make it to the end? I'm trying to remember. I think I went to the movies to see that, too.
I think I watched it one time, and like I said, I wanted a little bit more from it, I think.
I liked it because of how he figured out who the people were that were actually there and all of that.
Yeah.
The suit part of it, how he, you know, he figured that out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It was a good little movie. And like you said, like for them to have that one movie in that one setting the whole time. Well, most of 90% of the movie, because it started out, they were on the road. But 90% of the movie being in that one place, I loved it. That just shows great acting.
Yeah.
So what's your number four, Corey?
The Hitman's Bodyguard and The Hitman's Bodyguard Wife. Okay. One and two.
Yeah. That was him and
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
And then part two, Salma Hayek came and joined them.
Yeah, that wasn't bad. I like that one too.
I like those.
Yeah, that wasn't bad. All right. It was funny.
It was really funny.
Yeah, that was funny.
Him and Ryan Reynolds, they got good chemistry.
Yeah.
I think he got good chemistry with anybody.
He do
that has he because I think you look at him to be like the cussing mad guy, but he do good in comedies too.
Yeah, and Ryan Reynolds has great comedic timing, it was easy for them to work together. Uh-huh. And then Salma Hayek, I knew she was funny, but I had no idea how crazy she could actually be until I saw her.
Speaking
in
of my
that
black
one,
dingus.
Until I saw her in that one, and what was that other movie? The Sausage Party.
She was in Sausage Party?
She was the taco.
Oh my God.
I gotta watch that again.
And she's fucking insane in that movie.
Didn't they make a Sausage Party TV show?
A series.
Yep. A series? They did, didn't they?
Yeah.
It just
Salma
came out.
Salma Hayek is insane. Yeah.
That movie was so disgusting.
I said, she's a clown.
Then at the end, they was having like a whole bunch of food sex.
Orgy. Yeah. And she got what she wanted.
That's how the series started off.
Oh, with that. So you watched the series?
Yeah, I watched it. I watched probably about 3 or 4 episodes.
I didn't watch it. Yeah, but I knew it came out like this year or something like that, right?
Yeah. Okay. I seen it on the app, but I forgot what is
real. What's really on? I think it's on like might be Netflix or something like that. But it's on something I got.
Yeah.
So what we on number three?
Yeah, we on number three. Where we at? Mine.
What's your number three?
Yeah. Unbreakable and Glass. That's
see, y'all breaking the rules, but
why?
Because we didn't set no rules. But you pick two and you pick two.
Well, that's part one and two.
No, it's one and two.
The same movies.
No, but I'm saying it's like.
Oh, come on.
So I'm
it's literally.
I'm going to say Marvel, the MCU.
The main. Because the energy is the same.
I'm just messing with y'all.
Yeah, it's the same movie.
Yeah. No, it's not. One is called what?
Unbreakable.
And what's the other one? Mr. Glass.
Unbreakable 2.
Was he in the other one? He wasn't in the other one, was it?
No, Split.
Split, yeah.
No.
I watched them shits out of order.
I didn't even like Split. I didn't watch the whole thing. Nah, I didn't like
it. I liked it. That shit was spooky.
He's crazy.
It was scary, as hell.
Like,
and this
the fact
nigga
that he has that in him.
Yeah.
He didn't.
That's the scary part for me.
He didn't win anything for that.
For Split?
I think he played damn 7 or 8 characters.
People.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But Samuel Jackson in it. In Glass, he was more... Mm-hmm. Like put together, like when you see him come on the screen, it's like, oh, this guy, he's up to something. You know, the first one, he kind of figuring him out, but the second one, you're like, oh, he's a villain.
That was Unbreakable.
The first one was Unbreakable.
Yeah, and then Split,
and then Mr. Glass.
Glass, yeah.
That was good though. That was my number three. He killed it. I think he took the movie over. Bruce Willis was cool, but. I think he took it over. Nah, I'm not going to say that because the guy that did Split.
The three of them.
He is no joke. He is no joke.
Yeah, because he played like a lady.
Yes.
And then he played like a little kid
the young kid, the teenager.
And then he played it. What did they call him? The Beast or something?
When Beast came.
Wasn't he walking up on the ceiling?
He was. Yeah, he was. And when that scene at the end where he's freaking running towards him.
Yeah.
Galloping at him.
This nigga is cut the fuck up.
Yeah. They had him fit.
No pause. Fuck it. He was in shape. I can admire a man's body.
Yeah, he was.
This nigga's in shape.
Nah, they got him right for that, but that movie.
He killed it. Yeah, so I can't say Samuel Jackson killed the movie because he, even especially that part where they had the machine that would flash and it would turn him into another person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so he wouldn't break out of the room.
Yeah.
So it would flash and then he would go into another character.
Because wasn't Glass like supposed to be like super smart?
Glass?
Was Glass like his character, Mr. Glass, was he super smart?
Yeah, he was. He was like a Lex Luger, or he was like a mind guy. Like,
okay,
he was.
He just was fragile as fuck.
Yes.
Yeah. And wasn't it like the same power that made him fragile was the what made what you call it unbreakable? Strong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He was the opposite, just like any other, you know. Well, back then, any other cartoon or characters, you know, there was a good and a bad, and it was mostly the opposite,
yin and yang, if you will.
There you go.
My number three is a great movie. Samuel L. played a small role in it. It happened in real life. It's based on a true story.
Hmm.
Based on one of the main parts is the Lufthansa heist.
You saw that?
What do you mean I saw that?
I mean, I didn't think you watched mom movies like that.
Stop thinking. You don't get paid to think.
I didn't think you
just get paid to sit there and be pretty.
And the age that it came out. You know, that came out
in the 90s.
Yeah. There's a lot of 90s stuff you haven't seen.
Nigga movies.
It's on the urge of a nigga movie.
No, this is my movies. Nah, Goodfellas.
Well, tell the people what movie that was.
Goodfellas.
Goodfellas, hell yeah. He was Sticks.
Yeah, he was Sticks. He was a crackhead.
He wasn't a crackhead.
He was a crackhead. In real life, he was a crackhead. Yeah, he was a crackhead.
Nah, he cleaned up by then. I just watched a documentary. He cleaned up his when he was what movie was that where he played a crackhead? Gator. That was when he
Sticks was a crackhead.
I don't think he was a crackhead.
Yes, he was a crackhead in the movie. That's why. So he was supposed to take whatever van or whatever. He was supposed to drive it somewhere, but he didn't because he got high on crack and forgot to take the van to get rid of it. And that's how they figured out that he was in on it.
It was crack though?
It was crack.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dang.
He
killed it.
Or maybe it was heroin. It was either dope or a crack. One of them.
It was laying all over the table.
One of them things.
Yeah, it was one of them.
He had the bitches with him too.
So these guys, it was something that happened with Boston College. It was some betting, some fixing that happened with Boston College. These guys had a role in that and this.
Yeah.
This movie. Like them guys was into a whole bunch of stuff.
Yep. Yeah.
But it was something I was listening to about the Boston College thing, and then they brought up them having a role in this. But Goodfellas was a good movie. He had a small part in it, but
the Lufthansa heist.
Yeah.
That was good.
So that was good. It was a good movie. Goodfellas. One of my favorite movies.
Oh, okay. I'm learning something new then.
Nigga think he know me.
Sopranos? you into the Sopranos too?
No, I told you I never watched Sopranos.
Yeah, see, that's where you messed up. Yeah.
You never watched Boardwalk Empire?
I watched that. Yeah, that's Chalky good. White. Yeah. You never watched it, did you?
Exactly. A little
Shut
bit.
Up. You're a small child.
A little bit. I watch a little bit of
it. You don't watch Sopranos.
The only reason I watched it was because Michael K. Williams was in it. I liked his role.
Him and that ugly nigga is in it. That ugly white man. You know what I'm talking about? Skinny white man. He ugly as fuck. He played. He was in the Bruce Willis movie. What's the movie? Where they go up on the asteroid. He was in that too.
Are you talking about the guy that played Nucky Thompson?
Him, the ugly skinny white dude. Look funny looking.
Sorry.
He's a good actor though. But I think I know one reason why I didn't watch Sopranos, because I loved The Wire so much, and people were saying it was better than The Wire. So it's not.
Steve Buscemi.
You knew I was talking about ugly white nigga.
The only reason I think it might be
because it's white.
Better.
You assume it's white. Why?
Because, all right, when the first episode and season and all of that, the kids were kids.
Uh-huh.
By the end,
they grown.
They were grown. Like, and you really watch everything with them. And, you know, growing up on Staten Island, you know that, I mean.
Oh, you biased?
No. Definitely not. But you see the same similarities in those kids and the people, all of that.
A familiarity. You're biased.
I'm not being biased.
You are.
No, I'm not.
Just the definition of bias.
If you like Goodfellas, this is Goodfellas, Casino, all of that in one, and what, six seasons?
Also, it's six seasons of that. Okay.
Yeah.
They must be spaced them out.
No, the last season they did a two-part. That's when they really started doing the two parts of the one season. I hate when they do that, but you know.
What number we on? Three?
No, I think I'm on your
three.
Two.
Yeah, my three.
Oh, well, her three. Yeah.
Coach Carter.
Okay.
I like Coach Carter.
I was hoping that,
and I was young when that came out.
So, I was hoping that was Richmond, Virginia, but it was Richmond, California. Because I lived there. That's my bias.
I like the Puerto Rican guy in it.
Yeah, he plays C roles in a lot of
His
movies.
His name is Rick Gonzalez. Yeah, crush on Rick. Sure did.
I knew it. You look like you're like.
I
a
love them. I love. I like my Spanish.
Puerto Rican.
Rick look like your son.
Your son look like that?
He do.
No.
You got a little.
No, he don't.
Your son.
My son is brown skin.
Your son look Puerto Rican-y?
Huh?
You got a Puerto Rican
son? No, he looks mixed.
He does?
He looks Puerto Rican.
His daddy Puerto Rican?
Not gonna do that.
Every time
his father is Puerto Rican and Filipino.
Ooh.
So when I seen him the other day, I was like, oh, let me see your hair. I had him turn around. I was like, oh, that's the Rico Suave. Turn around.
And he spelling right. No, that's Jack.
It is. He is Jack. He is Jack.
He's Jack.
Shout out to your son.
My baby.
Oh, yeah. Something in him.
Yeah. Let me see that picture.
Something in him. You got some. So he's half and half Italian. He look like Miles Morales.
He do.
Yeah. Shout out to Miles Morales. That's what I'm going to call him, Miles Morales. Black Spider-Man.
That's why I got him dressed like that. I say, nah, you a real Afro-Latino.
Yeah. Jack.
Teach him Spanish.
Yeah, I like Coach Carter.
I definitely teach him Spanish.
You know Spanish?
A little bit. Un poquito.
Mm-hmm.
Si.
Mes amines.
Si, senor.
That's menace. I heard Alonzo say that. I don't know what that means.
Oh, yeah.
That's a menace. Yeah, I'm trying to do. What you was about to say?
I just saw on TikTok where they was showing you the bad words of Spanish.
Maricón, motherfucker.
Yeah, I know that one already.
Punta. Dame chocha.
Chocha.
Oh, my gosh.
I learned that from Noy. I had a girl. She was she didn't know a lick of Spanish.
Oh, they had the song.
She was half black, half Puerto Rican. Mm-hmm. So she walk around the house saying "Esta locha, locha, dame chocha." She like her daddy busts out laughing, like, "You don't know what you saying, are you?" She's like, "No, it's just a song I like." It's like, "You saying, give me the pussy?"
Right.
Where we at? We on my number two.
Number two.
Yes, indeed.
My number two. I got honorable mentions, but my number two, I gave it number two because he is like the key role in this movie, Shaft. Yeah. He killed it.
He did. He was like, a great Shaft.
What?
He wasn't a star.
He was the star.
Peoples was the star.
Peoples was the star.
Thank you, exactly. Don't question me, nigga. You see how quickly he changed that? Peoples was the star. Oh, Blanquito.
He was like, huh? I take care of my people.
He's like, what are you in for? Income tax evasion? My shit right there.
Yeah.
This nigga can play anything, bro.
He played Malcolm X.
This nigga played Malcolm X, Martin Luther King Jr. Peoples.
Peoples was a Dominican selling drugs. He killed.
He's a great actor.
Yeah. I'm sorry. But
Busta Rhymes needed to not be nowhere near that fucking movie.
Yeah, that screaming, come on, what the fuck, come on. Yeah, he screamed through the whole movie.
Yeah.
But Shaft was it. And I like part two.
That's high on the list, but I put that movie there.
Two? Yeah, only reason I put it for number two is because.
The role he played?
The role he played, like, you. Okay.
Wow. Bless you. God bless you.
That's funny to y'all, huh?
No, the sneeze. The way you sneeze was funny. Why are you so mad?
The reason I gave it.
my health is me being healthy. I could die. You know when you sneeze, your heart stops.
His hat blew off and came back on.
They said that's a myth. They said black people came up with that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They said it's a myth. Like, that does not happen.
Well, why does my chest
hurt? Black people sneeze so hard
that we feel like our heart stops.
You ever seen a big dude sneeze and be quiet like,
have you tried that?
I do. That shit hurts
your chest. I feel like my heart stops then. That's why I just go, I let that shit out. I'll be like, don't you hold in your sneeze? But let that sucker out.
My stepdaddy sneezed like a cartoon eating. He was like,
Hodge. Hodge. Two brothers of mine. One curses. He go, ah, shit. What? Every time.
He sneeze?
Every time. And my mother be like, stop playing with me. And he'd be like, what? I sneezed. No, you didn't. And then the other one, the youngest, he actually goes, hachoo.
He says it.
And I'm like, why are you fake sneezing? He's like, I sneeze. Like, what do you mean?
He's sneezing onomatopoeia.
He actually goes, hachoo. Hachoo. I'm like, you actually spell out sneeze. Like,
so before I was rudely interrupted,
he hit somebody beat, like, sneeze. Twap. Like Batman and shit.
Bonk.
Bing, zing, zong. Zing, pow. It's faster than a pew.
Ain't nothing faster than a pew.
Ain't nothing faster than a pew.
Well, back to why I picked number two.
Excuse me.
I picked this for number two because... when you watch it, if you watch the old Shaft, he embodies that character.
He was like, real cool like that.
Like, cool like that. Yeah. And Samuel L. Jackson was cool. He was cursing and stuff, but he was cool.
So cursing wasn't a part of the first one?
Not as much.
Was the movie as good?
As the first one?
No. What I'm saying is, was the old movie really that good, or was it just the song?
The movie was good back in the day. Yeah, the movie was good back in the day.
Okay.
Now, I can't see you going back and watching that. Definitely not...
The old one?
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't, no. I mean, I watch old movies like Dolomite.
You do?
The Mac.
Okay. So you watch the first Shaft.
You probably would enjoy it.
I might. Yeah. I think I have watched it on TNT. Yeah.
That's crazy. I just watched Superfly the other day, too.
Superfly is a good one.
Yeah. But that's my...
There's a theme around all three of those movies.
Exactly.
That's close to my heart. You're number two.
No, you're
Oh, it's my number
two.
Oh yeah, my number two is we've said it earlier, Pulp Fiction.
Okay,
I forgot how when I realized that movie wasn't in order.
What do you mean?
Oh, you mean how different events? Yeah,
yeah.
It was just
it was like kind of
piece of this and piece of that.
That was a good movie.
I think that was one of my favorite Quentin Tarantino
movies.
Yeah. I know you're a favorite one, but...
Of course, and we're going to mention it again.
For your number one, I know that.
Yeah. What's your number two?
The Long Kiss Goodnight.
Okay.
Co-starring with Gina Davis.
Yeah.
You mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gina Davis.
Da-na-na-na.
What was that movie
gun in my right pocket. Na-na-na. Gun on the right hand side.
He was singing?
Yeah. Everything he did.
Yeah.
Na-na-na-na.
Really?
Turn off the lights. Na-na-na-na-na. Before I go to bed at night.
He sung the whole time in the movie?
Not the whole time.
She was looking at him. He said it reminded him whatever he did. Put my keys in my right pocket. Like he did stuff like that. And it actually worked because when she had to remember where his gun was.
Yep.
She went right in his right pocket.
Yeah. Mm. That was a good one. You know what a movie that was like that? A Long Kiss Goodnight.
And in the movie you just said?
I did just say that.
Oh, you retarded.
I mean, Along Came a Spider. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm like,
sorry.
Huh?
I'm sorry.
You scared us just now.
No, Along Came a Spider.
I was like, there's something wrong with L. I just.
That Long Kiss Goodnight.
Okay.
I can say the R word. Nah, it's Trump's America.
You know, Biggie made that song, Long Kiss Goodnight, for Charlie Baltimore?
Yeah.
The girl name was Charlie Baltimore.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that was another.
All right.
Classic. Where we at? My number one. My number one got to be. I'm sorry, B.
What?
I'm not even gonna say it.
What's the number one? Say it.
My number one is the same as your number one. I'm gonna use an honorable mention instead.
No, that's not how the game is played.
I know I'm switching it and bouncing it right
now. No, whatever your number one is, let it be your number
you
one.
You sound like the black guy from Blackening. That's not the game. That's not how the rules of the game.
Django's my number
okay,
one.
Okay, all right.
His role on there was
chill, man. Leave me alone.
I'm picking on B today, y'all.
I can take it.
But I'm gonna let you talk about it.
I want to hear your piece. You know, I mean,
everybody liked this character in it. Mm-hmm. They hated this character, but they liked this character.
Mm-hmm.
When he comes up on the screen, like. You looking at him like, oh man, was that Samuel L. Jackson? What are you gonna say?
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't disappoint you at all.
Yeah, I don't think he wasted any time on the screen.
As soon as he got on there,
the one part that really, you know, did it for me was when he was telling Calvin, you know, that, you know, they know each other.
They know each other.
And he kind of switched from like being like a slave type, you know, talking all like that into like he was kind of like in charge. He was like, thank you, Cal. No, thank you, Steven. You're welcome, Calvin. Yeah. He crossed his leg and sipped his cognac and all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
He changed, at, like you said, he changed at that spot right there in the movie. And from there on in the movie, he wasn't like a slave no more. He was like almost coincide with.
And like at the end when the shootout happened or whatever, and they had Django corner, and he was like, I don't believe you. He was like, I don't give a good goddamn what you can believe, whatever you want to believe. And he was like, if you don't walk your ass out here, we're gonna blow this bitch's heads off. Believe that. That was my part right there, boy. I love that shit.
Yeah, that was my number one. And I didn't even realize I knew that was going to be your number one.
Yeah, that's my number one right there, because he played that part all the way. Even at the end, because, like, shows and movies will always try to, like, highlight shit that people can do, even if it's a little bit. So at the end, when after Calvin's funeral, they walking back into the big house, and he and they singing In the By and By. I don't know why that's so funny to me. He just randomly singing that song, walking in after the funeral, and then Jamie Foxx joined in or whatever. But yeah, that's my number one.
Okay.
What's your number one?
My number one, Black Snake Moan. Him and Christina Ricci.
I saw that one time, but I thought it was very uncomfortable. She had like a sex addiction.
Yeah. She was a nympho.
Wasn't David Banner in that movie?
Yes.
He was like Tyrone.
That's how she said his name.
Why did he have a chain so she wouldn't have sex?
Yeah.
And she was chained up
in his house,
right?
Yeah.
I only watched that one time.
But it was actually a really good movie. I just like the way his story arc of the character, like the development he went through. Because he wasn't only fixing himself, like she was fixing him too. Like they needed each other.
Did she ever make his Black Snake moan?
No. Oh my gosh.
I'm out of line. Sorry.
No, it was not like that with them at all.
Oh, okay. I got it. It came out. I saw it once when it came out. I think I rented it from Hollywood Video or something.
Oh, snap. That's funny. I used to work there.
Which Hollywood Video you were
at? The one in Darlington.
Oh, the one in Darlington. Okay. Well, it used to be called Finkley. Now it's an Indian store.
Tobacco.
No, it's a store.
It's a store now?
It's an Indian store.
That's crazy.
What kind of store?
Like a, you know, convenience store.
Where they sell Indian shit?
Nah, Indian only. And they sell shit that they think black people want. They don't got rap snacks, though. Fuck.
So much salt.
Nah, rap snacks... They go back.
So much sodium.
They don't. They lighten up on the seasonings.
They did?
Yeah, on a lot of them. Yeah.
It's like, good.
They needed to.
When they first come
too
out.
Too heavy.
No, when they first come out, like the gumbo one was real good. And then by the time, you know, after a couple of weeks, I get a bag and it's like the plain chips.
You ate the gumbo one?
Yeah.
The guy on the cover is my man from the water.
From what water?
From the $20 water, the light up water, glow bottles.
You sure that's him?
We just talked about it last episode.
No, I'm saying you sure that's the same guy.
We just talked about it last episode.
Talked about what? We talked about the water, but I'm saying, are you sure that's the same guy?
We talked about the rap
snacks. Yeah, we talked about it.
Who's we didn't talk about the rap snacks. No, I'm asking, are you sure that's him on the bag, not that we talked about the guy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's all you told me. We talked about him. I know we talked about the water.
I don't know. They only had rap with like artists.
The gumbo brand.
Oh, that's okay.
The gumbo weed is the gumbo brand for the chips.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought it was just gumbo because it was based on New Orleans. Mm-mm. Oh, no. So that's him on
He's
the bag?
He's on the bag.
Oh, okay. That's what I was asking.
Yeah.
You kept talking about those.
Shit.
But yeah, no, most of them, like you said, most of them is rappers. Like my favorite is probably the Migos. Chips, because they got Amigos.
The Dabba Ranch one?
Uh huh.
Yeah.
They got Amigos popcorn too. They got a white cheddar popcorn with a Dabba Ranch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are my favorite ones.
They all kind of salty to me. So
Y'all got weak taste. See, y'all got them. You got them Spanish taste buds, and you got them German taste buds.
I got the old man taste buds.
German. Yeah, them German taste buds. That's why you wear your hair in a bun.
I can't.
I got an honorable mention.
Yeah, let's get to some honorable mentions before we get out of here.
Mm-hmm. All right.
My honorable mention is Jumper.
Jumper?
Yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah. What is Jumper?
When a guy, he was chasing a kid that had powers. That,
teleportation, pretty much.
You know how they, like how Nightcrawler would vanish and shit?
But who else was in that movie?
Oh, man. Who's
I want to say I saw that.
Yeah, it was. He started robbing banks and stuff like that. And
he wasn't robbing. He was just stealing.
And he was bringing it back to his room. Mm-hmm. But Samuel Jackson basically was the guy trying to catch him.
Hayden Christensen is the co-star.
What he played in?
Hayden Christensen?
Star Wars.
He
was Star Wars. Anakin. He was
a young Anakin.
Takers,
yeah.
Virgin Suicides back in the day.
Yeah. But that's one of my honorable mentions. And Changing Lanes. Okay. No, that was
Changing Lanes, yeah.
Yeah, Changing Lanes. Corey, you got any?
Yes. Soulman. Him and Bernie Mac.
Soulman. Yeah. I thought that was going to be on y'all.
Mm-hmm. I like his cursing in it, but it was. Yeah. I didn't like the movie.
The Incredibles, part 1
and 2.
He wasn't
that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. He was that skinny guy?
The
skinny guy, right?
Frozone. No, he was Frozone. Better get the name right.
Froze skinny.
Nigga act like I didn't know, and I said that the other week about him being about Frozone. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Frozone. Deep Blue Sea.
I can't remember him in that, but I do remember
he
LL.
He got eaten right as he was cursing.
He was standing on the thing the and the shark jump up and got him.
Yeah. He was the professor or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just remember LL Cool J in it.
Yeah, me too. And the bird.
And LL Cool J made it.
He did make it. Yep. He did make it. Because he was a chef or something.
Exactly.
Oh, he survived 2 horror movies.
What's the other horror movie?
It's a big Halloween. H2O.
Yeah, Halloween.
It's a big deal when black person survive.
Yeah.
That's the one. Is that the one with Busta Rhymes?
No, Busta Rhymes was in Resurrection. He survived too, though.
He did. He slapped
He fought him.
He said, trick or treat, motherfucker. And then kicked him out the window.
but he slapped him in the beginning, though, because, like, They were doing like a reality show type thing.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be a fake one. And mm-hmm. the real one showed up and he was in the place where he was supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And Busta Rhymes started fussing at him like, you're supposed to be over there, whatever. And he slapped him like, man, go over there. And he was kind of shocked and whatever. But I do remember that one.
Black people can't be in horror movies because we're going to fight.
Or run.
You remember that, Jason?
And don't let the killer not be able to fight.
Didn't Jason slap somebody's head off?
Yeah, of course.
What Jason, you was talking
about? That was Jason Takes Manhattan. He knocked his head off. Yeah. The black dude, of course.
Supposed to be a boxer.
The boxer.
That's what he was on.
He was fighting.
He was fighting him. Yeah.
But he kept hitting the mask. It's like, dude, you're not doing anything. Yeah. Hit the body. Push him off. Yeah.
They was on up on the roof.
Yeah. He said, take your best shot.
Mm-hmm.
Knock his head off.
I'll give a few of mine before we get out of here. Fresh. New York ass niggas, y'all ain't even said it.
I mean, I was a kid with that movie, and it wasn't the movie for me, but he wasn't in it a lot.
Yeah, he was just a chess nigga.
Yeah,
he was. Wasn't he old boy daddy?
No.
Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he was.
He used to go there and play chess with
him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Another one. The Great White Hype.
I was gonna put that on there.
Yeah.
He was like a
Don King type.
Don King.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say Al Sharpton.
Yeah, Don King. Yeah.
And then another one. It came out on Apple. It's based on a true story. It's called The Banker.
I heard about
that. That's with Chadwick.
No,
that's the other. That's with Marlo?
No.
The other black guy.
He plays.
It was the black guy.
He plays Falcon.
Falcon. That's what I was going to say.
Plays Falcon.
Yeah.
Damn,
what's his name?
Are y'all talking about Anthony Mackie?
Anthony Mackie.
I better get the name right.
And it's based on a true story.
Come on now.
It's about them buying up a lot of property, but they used a white man to be the face of it because they wouldn't sell to black people. Did they start their own bank?
I think they were starting their own bank.
Yeah, and I think the people found out that the black people were really the face of it, and the white guy fucked them over and took the money and all kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So
that was a good one too.
Yeah,
that was, I think that was Apple.
Yeah, it was on Apple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's on Apple.
Yeah. But it's on, I think it's on other stuff now, but when it came out. Because I want to say it came out during COVID.
If you want to, if you guys want to watch it, it is now on, it's streaming on Apple and Prime.
Yeah. So that's my honorable mentions. Any more honorable mentions?
I got Iron Man.
Nah, that's.
Just say a Marvel.
Marvel.
He was, yeah, he was Nick Fury.
In all of Marvel.
Triple X.
Yeah, which one? What was he?
He was, he was
first one, I think.
The first one, Return of Xander Cage.
Yeah.
What was he in those?
He was like Nick Fury.
Yeah. Oh, he was just like putting agent. The team together.
Yeah, he was a Nick Fury of the Triple X.
Of Triple X.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for our list this week, y'all. Email us, djblayshow@gmail.com. Let us know your favorite Samuel L. Jackson movies. Thank you guys that emailed your lists. We really appreciate it. I'd like to hear your perspective on things. Corey?
Where they can find me?
Yes, ma'am.
You can find me at Instagram at Corey Syn, S-Y-N.
She got them toes up.
Okay. And you can find me on the last week's episode. Hey, that's it.
Okay.
All right. Don't want no business.
Thank you for coming out. God bless. Good night.
You can find me on social media at @preach_BP. You can find the show on Instagram at DJ Blaze Show. Email us djblazeshow@gmail.com. Thank y'all for listening. We'll be back next week talking about some other stuff. I don't know what the list gonna be next week.
It's gotta be we gotta come up with another good one.
They all good.
Yeah, they all good. We gonna
Denzel movies.
I think we did Denzel.
I think
movies.
Y'all did do Denzel movies. We might have to revamp it one day. Might have to bring it back.
I mean, even I just saw the last one he did, and it ain't made no top five list. So
Gladiator.
Yeah, saw it on the app.
We had to talk about it.
Yeah, but at any rate, it's your boy Beezy.
It's your girl Corey.
It's your boy L,
and we out.
Let those who have ears listen. Whoever you ask, this is the DJ Blaze Show.